Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? Hello and welcome to another episode of From the Heart of the Home. I am your host, Claire Cameron, and today, like the last episode, we're doing things a little bit differently, and I'm going to be playing for you a video. So it's the second video in a three-part series, and if you missed the first one, that was the last episode, so you can catch that. But I just wanted to jump in and give you a bit of a heads up, because in the video, or in the podcast, I do mention video, and see the last video, and see the next video. So I want you to know I'm not going crazy. It's the audio from a video. So when I say video, pretend I'm saying podcast. And I will link to all the links in the show notes. All right, I will hand it over to myself. Hi, I'm Claire from Claire K Creations, where I teach overwhelmed mums to declutter, simplify, and organize their lives so they can stop just getting through their days and start enjoying them. This is the second video in a three-part video series. What I want for you at the end of this three-part series is for you to start feeling differently about your kitchen, about cooking for your family, for you to see that it doesn't have to be difficult, for you to see how to start simplifying it and to give you some tips and tools and tricks that you can start with right away to make those changes so that you can stop dreading having to cook dinner, so that it can stop feeling like so much of a chore and you can feel less stressed about it. And we all know that when mum is less stressed about even just one thing, it flows on. Thank you so much to those of you who have seen the first video. If you haven't, you can still watch it. I'll pop a link down below, or if you're watching on my website, you can see it just above. But in the first video, I talked about pantry organization and how it's the one thing, the first thing that we usually turn to when our kitchen is chaos and cooking becomes a mega chore. We organize it, we make it all pretty, and we think that that's going to change things. And it does to start with, but then all the chaos starts creeping back. And I explained how that is because when we go straight to organizing, we are missing two vital steps, decluttering and simplifying. So in this video, I'm going to show you how I have simplified cooking in my house. Simplified by using basic ingredients, ingredients that will not just do one meal. They don't just do one thing. They could just, using simple ingredients, you can cook a multitude of different meals. In the first video, I gave the example of tomato pasta sauce, like an Italian pasta sauce versus a tin of tomato, and how with that pasta sauce, you can make pasta and maybe a couple of Italian dishes if you're a bit creative. But with that tin of tomato, you can make pasta, you can make your pasta sauce, you can make curry, risotto, stews, all sorts of things from that one tin of tomato. So that's what I'm talking about when I say simplify your cooking. Coming back to basics and cooking with things that have multiple uses. So today I am going to show you 12 ingredients that I always have in my kitchen, and they can make 11 meals. I'm going to give you the recipe for that, all the recipes, a list of the ingredients, a copy of the recipes, and a shopping list so that you can make 7 dinners, a week's worth of dinners from just 12 ingredients. You can go to the supermarket after you watch this, grab your items, pop through the 12 items or less aisle because you've only got 12 items, and then make dinner. So, what are the 12 ingredients? Well, I'm going to start with, seeing as I've already mentioned it, tin tomato. This is one of my absolute favorite things to have in the kitchen because, as I said before, it makes so many different things. They last forever. well, not forever. I'm just trying to find a use-by date, but can't find a use-by date. Maybe they do last forever. But these guys, I buy the organic tin tomatoes from Aldi, $1 a tin. Always have a mega supply in the pantry, and I know that I can whip up so many different meals just from tins of tomato. Oh, keep going on the tin tact. And coconut milk is another one that I always have, full cream coconut milk. Sometimes I get coconut cream as well, just because it's a bit thicker for some things, but coconut milk. Now, not only do I use this in curries and Asian sort of dishes and stews and soups, but I use it in my smoothies and in cooking as well. So you don't have to buy the fancy coconut milk in a bottle to use for things like smoothies. So I always have a supply of those in my pantry. Now I'll move on to meat. So one thing you will always find in my freezer is a whole chook. So I buy organic meat. That's a personal choice. Something I've talked about a fair bit on my website if you want to have a look at it, clairekcreations.com, or we talk about it in my Facebook group. But this is what I'm talking about when I say simplifying. So an organic chicken. Now, yes, we'll have roast chicken. So the equivalent of that would be, say, buying some chicken breasts or some drumsticks or something like that for one meal. That's you cook up the chicken breast or your drumsticks, serve them with some vegetables, and that's your meal. And that's it. Whereas if you cook a whole chicken, you can have your chicken and your veggies, and then the following night you can have something else with that leftover chicken, be it a stir fry, fried rice, risotto, curry. I shred up the chicken and use it in anything that you would use chopped chicken or chicken fillets or anything like that in. So versatile. Plus, I throw the carcass into the slow cooker with some water and veggies and a bit of vinegar, and that's to bring out the goodness, and that makes a stock. So easy. And again, all I have to have in my freezer is a whole chicken instead of all the different parts of chicken. Now, you'll notice I say in my freezer a lot because that's a way that you can always have meat on hand. So while we're also on meat, beef mince is another of the 12 ingredients. I always have beef mince in my freezer. Now, when I buy it, I divide it into 500 gram bags and vacuum seal it. I've got a vacuum sealer. You don't have to have one. You can just use Ziploc bags, but highly recommend having beef mince in your freezer. So with your beef mince, I use it to make classic beef mince things like spaghetti bolognese, meatloaf, meatballs. But then with those meatballs, I will make a big batch of meatballs. We'll have meatballs one night. And then the next night, I'll chop up the meatballs and use them in a stir fry instead of beef strips, can use them in a stew or a curry instead of chunks of meat. So again, simplifying. Just one meat ingredient that I can keep in my freezer rather than mince and diced beef and the sliver, what are they called? Strips, stir fry strips. Simplifying. I hope this is making a lot of sense to you. Maybe some little light bulbs are going off. Now, the other thing is it saves money. People think that cooking from scratch is going to be expensive, but it's really a lot less expensive. On to the next ingredient, good old eggs. So I always have eggs in my fridge. Now, there are the obvious things that you cook eggs with, like having just eggs on toast. Easiest dinner ever, and something that it's nutritious enough. Delicious, of course. And if you've got eggs in your fridge, you've got dinner. But other things I make with it are slices, egg cups, baked eggs. And some of those recipes will be in the recipe book that you will get if you jump on the link below. Now, we're done for that category. So another thing always in my fridge or my freezer is cheese. I buy blocks of cheese and grate it myself or chop it up myself. It's less expensive. It's simpler because, again, you're not buying slices of cheese and grated cheese. Plus, you miss out on some nasty ingredients that are in grated cheese. But you can hear my kids screaming in the background. They're outside playing with their dad, my husband. So, cheese. Obviously, use cheese things, but then you use it on top of pasta. We use it in egg cups, in slices, in quiche. Block of cheese, all you need. And you can also grate up cheese and freeze it. So that's another thing to save time. You could buy a whole block and grate it yourself to put it in the freezer if you didn't want to grate it each time you have cheese. Then, onions. Onions are the base of so many different meals. I don't think I need to go into detail there. They add flavor, they keep for ages, and they are just brilliant to have. Little side note tip, you can chop up onions, slice them up, and freeze them. Then, because you can't always rush out to buy fresh vegetables, I always have a bag of organic mixed frozen vegetables in my freezer. I just realized there's a big hole in the back of my bag. So these babies, you can use them for just vegetables, like with your roast chicken. Or if you have a food processor or any kind of chopper blender, blitz them up, put them in your bolognese, put them in your tomato sauce, put them in your meatballs. You can use them in your stir fry, in curries, in stews. All of that from one bag of mixed organic vegetables. And you know that you always have vegetables on hand without having to run to the supermarket. So again, it's about simplifying and saving you time and money and effort. Then we have, on the vegetable tack, potatoes. So I've just got regular dirty potatoes there. You can have regular potatoes, sweet potatoes, whatever, just some sort of starchy vegetable that you can mash, that you can chop up and make into chips, that you can serve, that you can put in a curry. Really, really easy, simple thing to have on hand. And you know, you can make fritters with potatoes. I'm not going to go into great detail. Don't want to overwhelm you. Simple, simple ingredients. Then, soy sauce is another favorite of mine for adding flavor. Now, you don't have to only use it for adding flavor to Asian-y things. You can put a bit of soy sauce in the tomato pasta sauce to add salt. But obviously I use it in a lot of Asian things as well. Then having rice, some sort of rice in your pantry, at least one. So brown rice is my fave. And you don't have to be limited by just, you can make risotto with brown rice. I've done it before. It actually was delicious. So that's why I choose it as my favorite. And then you can have brown rice, obviously, in fried rice with other meals. And a tip for you is you can cook a whole lot of rice at once and then divide it into portions and freeze it. Defrost perfectly. It's a lot easier and less expensive than those microwave pouches. And you don't have to cook rice every time you want to have it. You just have to defrost it. So while we're on rice, the other essential is pasta. Looking at it, what is that? Pasta. So I've always got some sort of pasta in my pantry. Now, I know people will probably think, what about if I'm on a really strict diet? I've got dietary restrictions. Now, this is just an example. You've got to obviously choose what works for you. So if you don't particularly, you don't eat rice, then maybe it could be quinoa. That would be another similar thing that you'd have just one ingredient and it goes across a whole lot of things. Quinoa you can freeze as well when you've cooked it. Pasta, you could have noodles. Instead, you could have gluten-free pasta or rice pasta. It's not the specific ingredient, it's the concept that we're simplifying and bringing things back to basics. So, I have showed you the 12 ingredients that I always have on hand in my simple kitchen, stocked with simple basic ingredients to make cooking so much easier. So from this, in the recipe book, you are going to get a recipe for my roast chicken, ridiculously easy, risotto, tomato chicken risotto, meatballs and stir fry to go with that, bolognese, baked eggs, a vegetable slice, a curry, egg cups, a Spanish tortilla, shepherd's pie, and fried rice. So you can make 11 different meals. Now there are a lot of extra meals that you can make with these ingredients, because this is really my base for all my meals. But these are the recipes that you are going to get with this, along with a 7-day meal plan with ingredients, with a shopping list, and then a bit of a plan for how to prep it all. Because I know that some people are looking at that roast chicken. Looking at the chicken thinking, I don't have time to cook a roast chicken. Well, you do. You can cook it on the weekend and say have it on a Sunday, and then that use the leftovers for meals during the week. Or if there's an afternoon that you're home a bit earlier, you can do it then. You can cook the chicken late one night, ready for the next day. There's always a way around it when we simplify. Now, I'll just give you the website address to get your recipe list and your ingredient list and your meal plan. If you go to clairekcreations.com/12ingredients. All right, so now you've seen how I simplify dinner by having a basic supply of ingredients that can make a whole lot of easy, delicious recipes. But I know you're probably thinking, my family eats more than just dinner. What about how I simplify all of those? And what's this decluttering and simplifying the rest of the kitchen that you're talking about? Well, I'm going to answer all of those questions in the next video. So stay tuned and I'll be back. Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.